欢迎来到思辨新闻英语，我是 Jason Lee。 今天是2020年9月4号，今天我们来聊中国网络的那种线上影音平台的新闻，爱奇艺的新闻。新闻内容大意是这样子的，爱奇艺 provision to cost the jobs, agent said. As the ban against Chinese over-the-top OTT service provider 爱奇艺An online movie and a video streaming service went into effect yesterday. iQIYI's authorized agents criticized the policy's implementation, saying that employees would soon need to be laid off. A new regulation set by the Ministry of Economic Affairs last month.Prohibit Taiwanese agents and companies from helping the Taiwanese operation of Chinese OTT service providers. Taking effect yesterday following a two-week public review period, the regulation makes it illegal for Taiwanese agents to collect fees, provide customer service, or advertise on behalf of Chinese service providers. The ban will not solve any national security issue. However, Taiwanese companies must obey the law, so we will have to cut jobs in the coming days. Fan Lida, a chairman of OTT Entertainment, iQIYI's Taiwanese agent, told ministry officials yesterday. The intent of the law is to prevent Chinese OTT firms.From gaining access to components of Taiwan's national security and wreaking havoc on information networks, the ministry said. Last month, the National Communication Commission, NCC, proposed a draft bill on the management of Internet audiovisual service, which would oversee.And restricts OTT providers. The bill would require OTT firms to comply with the act governing relations between the people of the Taiwan area and the mainland area, 台湾地区与中国大陆地区人民关系条例 or local telecoms would be required to block the streaming service, with offenders facing fines of up to $5 million NT dollar. 范立达 told an NCC public hearing on the bill yesterday. He said, the law regulating OTT is a unique law found in no other countries. I can feel that all of the business operators in this sector are afraid of it. We will face a reduction in ourbusiness and the painful decision of having to cut jobs, which we feel dismal about, as it will affect more than 20 employees and their families. However, the layoff results from rapid change in government policy and not from our company committing illegal acts. The MOEA believes that China's online movie and video streaming service have sensitive issues regarding Taiwanese politics, society, and culture, as well as national security, Fan Lida said, adding that to prohibit companies like his from working as agents would not resolve such problems. Fan Lida said thatNCC official had earlier said that local subscribers could watch iQIYI streaming online, making it difficult to understand their reasoning for the ban. Fan Lida said, I have promised to work out solutions for subscribers who purchased iQIYI programming from our company, but whose consumer rights have been affected as weterminate the agency relationship. These subscribers will need to turn to the NCC or the MOEA for a settlement. 这篇新闻英语的中文大概的意思是说，昨天 那个 OTT 中国的 OTT 服务，也就是爱奇艺的禁令生效了。那爱奇艺在台湾的授权的代理人提出了批评，就是说他的员工很快就要被解雇，就是因为会没有工作。那经济部就是有一个新的规定，就是爱奇艺条款嘛，反正就是禁止台湾的代理商公司去帮助中国 OTT 服务来在台湾服务这样子，执行台湾的业务。那这个在台湾的这个代理商的老板，他叫范立达，他说这种禁令根本不会解决任何国家安全的问题，但是因为他是在台湾的公司，所以必须遵守法律，但是也因为遵守法律，所以他们不得不在未来的几天去裁员哦。那主要就是因为啊，这个法律的目的就是要阻止中国有一些。公司透过 OTT 这种科技啊，可能去取得台湾国家安全的那种资讯啊等等的问题，安全问题。那这个法案呢，就是也是遵守台湾地区中国大陆地区人民关系条例。那如果有违法的话，大概都会罚到新台币约500万以内。那范立达他就是。认为说，其实这个法律在其他国家都没有，啊，很多相关的产业都感到很恐惧。那他们因为这个法律的关系呢，他们必须要减少他们的工作量，减少他们的业务，还要裁员，这种非常痛苦，因为他们有20多名的员工，还有这些员工的家人，他们不晓得怎么办比较好。那他要讲的就是说，其实这些裁员是因为政府政策的变化关系，而不是，他们的公司刻意要违法所造成的，并不是，就是强调不是他们的问题。那范立达他也表示说，其实还有一些人跟他们订，就是订阅户，这个非常，就是受到这些消费者就是权益就是受到影响，就对，那他会想办法解决，但是。真正必须寻求这种关系，也就是消费者权益受到影响的关系。他认为这些消费者应该，这些订阅户应该要向 NCC 或者是经济部去寻求解决。那我比较不懂的单字就是 havoc，havoc，havoc，破坏的意思。那我们值得思辨的这个议题，从这个新闻来看。我想讨论的一个问题就是，我国应否限制中国网络影音串流平台在台湾营运？Should we restrict the operation of Chinese online audiovisual streaming platform in Taiwan? I think it is necessary to restrict China's audiovisual streaming platforms. The reasons is as follows. First of all, there is lots of technological equipment in China that have the problem of stealing information and security from other countries. Many advanced countries have discovered this, and it is no secret. Second, a large proportion of China's audiovisual streaming platforms are pirate, causing heavy loss in movies and films in many European and American countries, as well as Japan and other countries. Third, Taiwan's existing laws are also protecting Taiwan's domestic film and television industry and the national information security. So it is necessary to strictly implement them. The importance of the national security level has exceeded the level of commercial trade. Those who oppose this restriction believe that even if the Chinese platform iQIYI is required to end its operation in Taiwan, it still cannot solve the national information security that Taiwan wants to protect. However, even if the issue of national information security cannot be resolved, at least these restrictions can reduce the chance of harming national information security. I think there is a need for restrictions. 以上是我的看法，你们有什么其他不同的看法吗？欢迎留言告诉我。See you next time.